Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The collapse of the former Afghanistan government and its replacement with the Taliban administration is having international financial ramifications. What will happen to the nation's central bank international reserves that totaled about $9 to $10 billion in total assets? Among these assets were $1.3 billion of gold reserves, all of which have been stored in the vaults of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York since the year 1939. The majority of the $6.1 billion of investments held by the Afghan Central Bank were in the form of U.S. Treasury debt. Some investments were made through the New York Fed, the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, operated by the World Bank out of Washington, D.C., the Bank for International Settlements in Switzerland, or the Economic Cooperation Organization Trade and Development Bank in Turkey. A Biden administration official told the Reuters news organization last week, quote, "Any central bank assets the Afghan government have in the United States will not be made available to the Taliban," unquote. Therefore, most central bank assets are outside of Afghanistan and will not be provided to the new government. It has been acknowledged that stored at the central bank vaults in Kabul and now under control of the Taliban for $160 million worth of gold bars and silver coins, $362 million of foreign currencies, almost all in the form of U.S. dollars, plus a 21,000-piece hoard of ancient artifacts consisting of gold jewelry, ornaments, and coins, known as the Bactrian treasure. In addition, the International Monetary Fund was to make a COVID-19 relief distribution Monday this week to its 190 member nations. This would consist of special drawing rights totaling $650 billion. Out of this, Afghanistan was designated to receive about $445 million. As of the end of last week, the IMF had at least temporarily blocked this transfer to the Taliban. Unless the Taliban government submits to the U.S. and other major governments, it may find its access to international financial markets cut off, which may push the new administration into closer ties with China's government. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.